Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Thursday, April 8th, the year of 2021. President Joe Biden is now declared war on all guns. As we speak, he is live.
InfoWars is Alex Jones.
Well, our republic was founded in 1776 when the Redcoats came to take the guns. And history is repeating itself again right now. Biden just started speaking about 60 seconds ago. Let's go to the illegitimate puppet president that's destroying our borders, annihilating our dollar, letting China take over Taiwan, Hong Kong, as Russians mass troops on the border with eastern Ukraine. All hell is breaking loose. Even J.P. Morgan comes out and says something's horribly wrong in America. To collapse us further, this is the grand assault with idiot collaborators who are having their own futures destroyed going along with it. He is declaring war on the Second Amendment as we speak. Here it is.
You know, we're joined today by the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who I've asked to prioritize gun violence. It's also good to see the second gentleman who is here. And it's good to see the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, who cares deeply about this issue as well. And I look out there and I see so many members of Congress who've led in this fight. So many of you who've never given up. So many of you are absolutely determined, as Murphin and others are,
to disarm the American people.
We got a long way to go. It seems like we always have a long way to go. But I also, today we're taking steps to confront not just the gun crisis, but what is actually a public health crisis. Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic.
No, it's not.
Say it again.
Way down from 50
years ago. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment.
Over 50 times more died from falling into
your
heads.
You know, we saw it again last night as I was coming to the Oval Office. I got the word that in South Carolina, a physician with his wife, two grandchildren, and a person working at his house was gunned down, all five. So many people, so many of the people sitting here today.
350 million people,
well,
statistically, it's rare still. But not here in Chicago or Democratic areas.
You know what it's like when the seconds change your life forever. I've had the pleasure of getting to meet in awful circumstances many of you.
Let's pull on the heartstrings.
Your
Obama
children,
shipped up millions of guns
lives.
Into Mexico,
you
and
know,
into the Middle East. Stayed
they
here.
Know what it's like
millions.
To bury a piece of their soul.
Destroyed Libya, destroyed Syria.
We understand that.
These guys don't care about
Mark
human life. They hate human life.
And Jackie.
For the party of abortion. The party is
always
smuggling.
Good to see you, but not under these circumstances. I want to say, before I introduce the rest of the folks, is, you know, what a lot of people have not been through, what they've been through, don't understand. It takes a lot of courage to come to an event like this. They're absolutely, absolutely determined to make change. But Mark and Jackie, his son Daniel, was a first grader in Sandy Hook Elementary School. Daniel loves sports, loves outdoor sports, getting muddy. I see my friend, Fred Gutenberg. His daughter, Jamie, was a freshman at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She was an accomplished dancer. I see Brandon Wolf, who had the shooting at the Impulse, at the Pulse Club, not nightclub. He survived, but his two best friends died. Greg Jackson, who was just walking down the street.
All right, we'll be right back with more of this babbling puppet that stole the election, this mindless Chinese communist spy.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
I want to welcome all the new viewers that tune in every day to this broadcast, but particularly now we are seeing millions of new people on our servers coming in to visit the live show, the syndicated radio show today, for a lot of reasons. We'll tell you about that later. Very exciting to see the awakening accelerate. The stooge, that's what a stooge is a puppet leader, the Chinese viceroy, the Chinese puppet. Joe Biden is speaking live as we speak, but we've paused it. We're going to be playing it here for you. We're just a few minutes behind live time, pledging to just ban all semi-autos, ban anybody that bought parts and made a firearm. He is trying to appoint an individual who is the worst gun grabber in the world. David Chipman is a manifest lunatic fraud. He says no one should be able to own any guns, period. You should only have deadbolts or maybe a baseball bat. He says gun owners falsely believe in zombies. And he says that two helicopters were shot down by the Branch Davidians before the ATF ever assaulted the cattle trailers. That's like saying the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl this year. No, they didn't. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers did. I mean, it is an outrageous lie that a five-year-old could prove. We're going to get into this guy. I haven't even scratched the surface of it, but here's the Chi-Com puppet. And listen, the alarm bells are hitting. China has now, with aircraft carriers and over 100 ships, large ships, thousands total, encircled Taiwan and has heavy bombers flying over it. The Taiwanese say they may start firing missiles any minute. That was this morning, last night there. All hell is breaking loose. The Russians are massing troops on the edge of Ukraine because Biden's sending in heavy weapons, and there are major artillery battles going on between proxy U.S. and Russian forces, and we are not the good guys in this. This is unbelievably horrible. The Chinese communists are taking over. We're busy starting a war with Russia. This is just unprecedented folly and destruction. And, of course, the border is being dissolved. Pelosi says that the border is being fixed and is doing great. I've got that clip coming up. But we paused Biden during the break right where he was talking about the border. And then he gets into the plan for your self-defense while he has all these bodyguards. Here it is.
Through it. Every time you show up an event like this, it brings back when you got that phone call. It brings back the immediacy of what happened at that moment. So I genuinely mean it. Thank you. Thank you for having the courage.
You care so much about violence. That's why Obama fought the Arab Spring.
This fight.
Fast and furious, killed millions.
Senator Blumenthal understands.
With the guns went Middle East.
A lot of folks out here understand it.
He transshipped weapons to terrorists in Mexico.
Thank you.
with Obama.
Pain and a purpose and demand that we take the action that gives
meaning. He's a gun-running, communist Chinese criminal.
Enough.
Yeah, enough of you funding terrorists, enough. You drug-dealing pedophile.
What they want you to know, what they want you to do is not just listen. Every day in this country, 316 people are shot. Every single
day. Yeah, most of them criminals.
106 of them die.
And 10,000 people a day die of something else.
Our flag was still flying at half staff for the victims of the horrific murder of 8 primarily Asian American people.
Have you noticed the flags are always at half staff now? Another demoralization?
More lives.
That's supposed to be if a president dies, the Challenger blows up.
You probably didn't hear it, but between those two incidents, less than 1 week apart, there were more than 850 additional shootings. 850.
And most of it black on black.
Took the lives of more than 250 people.
Total line leg.
500 injured. This is an epidemic, for God's sake. And it has to stop.
All right, pause again. It's an epidemic, just like COVID's a pandemic, but not really an epidemic because didn't really kill that many people, so they counted all the other deaths as that. But now there's so many deaths from the vaccine, suddenly death numbers are going up, and they're calling those COVID deaths. In fact, that was in my COVID stack from yesterday, and you guys brought it in. I didn't get to the COVID stack yesterday. I only scratched the surface. I'm going to hit that and today's. It's all over the top insane. But that's their slogan. Never again. Never again. One person gets shot. What about stabbed? What about run over? What about poison? What about strangled? What about beating it up in the club? It's evil people. It's not the guns. And we have our guns to protect ourselves. What is it? 14 times? The FBI admits for every time a gun's used in a crime. 14 times it's used to stop crime or frustrate a crime. They know that. And they want us to live like their slaves do in Chicago and New York and L.A. and places. He's a monster. He had the left burn down cities last summer. And when business owners protected themselves, they were called terrorists. And they're starting a race war in America. You will never get our guns. It will cause a civil war. But that's what he wants. That's what the Chi-Coms want. It's why they're making this move. It's insane. And it's a death sentence for those that try to carry it out, which is even more what he wants, to get rid of our federal state law enforcement. This is the destruction of the country, the dollar, the borders, our families. This is war. This is globalism. This is by design. Reject it. And what, as they've already announced what the executive orders are, he's about to announce. All the park guns, tens of millions sold, that weren't guns, they're going to call them that. A piece of this, a piece of that, any part of a gun, they're going to call it a firearm. His new ATF that he's trying to get put through. David Chipman has said that. He wants all semi-autos banned, and he's also supported cities that have total gun bans like D.C. and said, get a deadbolt. The man is a monster. Oh, but he's got a detail of bodyguards. That's okay for him. And Chipman goes all the way back to the Clintons and the things the ATF did then, and we all know what that is. And we all know about Fast and Furious shipping millions of guns into Mexico to transship them to the Middle East for the Arab Spring. That's why Al-Qaeda and ISIS and al-Nusra had U.S. weapons. Let's go to break with this lying sack of Chinese communist garbage.
Two things. First, the steps we're going to take immediately. And second, the action that needs to be taken going forward to curb the epidemic of gun violence. I asked the Attorney General and his team to identify for me immediate, concrete actions I could take now, without having to go through the Congress. And today I'm announcing several initial steps my administration is taking to curb this epidemic of gun violence. Much more need be done, but the first, want to rein in the proliferation of so-called ghost guns. These are guns that are homemade, built from a kit, and include directions on how to finish the firearm. You can go buy the kit. They have no serial numbers. So when they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. And the buyers aren't required to pass a background check to buy the kit, to make the gun. Consequently, anyone from a criminal to a terrorist
now this
can buy this kit in as little as 30 minutes put together a weapon.
Again, they're not just trying to ban the kits now.
You know, I want to see
these
kits
hunt you down if you have one,
firearms under the Gun Control Act, which is going to require that the seller and manufacturers make the key parts with serial numbers and run background checks on the buyers when they walk in to buy that.
And that in front of the gun shows right there.
The second action we're going to take.
That's registration.
Back in the year 2000, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Right, let's stop there. Let's come back. Well, we know what's about to be announced, but this is just the beginning. And then every time there's another shooting, which is going to happen, almost every person is on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, an antidepressant, which on the insert, they knew in the 80s when they got Prozac approved that it was causing massive, triple the number of suicides and massive increases in what they called psychotic breaks, megalomania. Read the inserts, man. They're all varied, but boy, they're scary as hell. And I've known people that are on these. I had girlfriends that went on it that I had to break up with. They were completely different women in 2 months. And sometimes we didn't know who they were. Just made them extremely promiscuous as well, because it disconnects your conscious brain from your subconscious and turns you into a zombie-like animal. But oh, you're in La La Land, so it's fun. They're also very poisonous.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Alex Jones Show. And I know you don't want to listen to Joe Biden. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to hear from him. He's the guy that stole the election. That's all come out. The scientists, the experts, they've all documented it. And they're now trying to break the country for the big banks to come in and fully consolidate it. They've decided China is the future. Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Europe, Canada, we're closed, ladies and gentlemen. The third world will then be exploited, collapse into us. We'll be all made poor slaves. The globalists will fly around above us in their private jets, and we will be on the carbon plantation. This is the admitted post-industrial world. And remember, Joe Biden has bodyguards. Remember, now these Democrats, even down to mayors that defund the police, in the case of Minneapolis, defunded half the police. Crime rate more than tripled there. National average has doubled in just the last year since the Democrats launches attack on the police. And they said, they did a huge, was like an $8 million contract for a year to protect the city council. And then they did another contract. So 24 hours a day at their offices and at their homes, they have two bodyguards apiece, but you don't get police. And you don't get to have guns on top of it. Get a deadbolt. As Obama's new nominee for the ATF head says. So going into this insanity, going into the breakdown of the border, I mean, they just said, if you're in the third world, rush the border. And they're rushing, and it's just massive. And then Pelosi says, MS-13's all God's children. There's no crisis. The border's getting better, she said, even though it's 10 times the numbers it was under Obama, more than 20 times what it was under Trump, because Trump shut it down. It is a nightmare scenario. And then what happened yesterday? 2 days ago, we put out the video that has probably 50 million views. I mean, it's just everywhere. And the smuggling going on, it's all illegal. He didn't sign an executive order. He didn't pass a law. He didn't repeal a law. He just said, surge us, before he was even stole the election. And then now he congratulates them on the great job they've done. And then there's the, quote, Catholic charity that's run by the Democratic Party, just one of the facilities there in McAllen, Texas. And there they are loading little kids in to a trunk like luggage. And we stop them. The police say, yeah, what you're doing is illegal. Take them out. They go inside. We catch more cars doing it. We haven't even put that footage out because I went and got on a helicopter and flew back to Austin. And the crew came back the next day. We have hours of footage. And all I've got is two guys in there, overworked, exhausted, trying to get download it all and put it out. We've got stuff even worse than that. And then how does... Literally dozens of national newspapers said, Jones probably staged this. There are no crisis. Yeah, I staged the McAllen police. I staged the kids being put in a trunk. I mean, if I could stage something like that with a $100 million budget, I would be better than the top directors out there. It's totally real. You can go to McAllen, and you can sit there, and every 30 minutes this is going on. Hell, every 10 minutes it's going on with big buses, you name it. But the left says there is no Antifa, there is no Satanism, there is no abortion, but they're doing it all, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so incredibly exploitive. Peter Hernandez was on yesterday, and I didn't even know they were denying it was real yesterday because it went out the night before on Tuesday night. And he's like, I want to tell everybody this was real. I'm an investigative journalist, and I was there. It's real. And I'm like, oh, come on, Drew. Ignore those people. I didn't know by then it was already in newspapers saying we just made this up. Kind of like back when I would cover Bilderberg, and the New York Times I guess it was like 2008. Yeah, Chantilly, Virginia said Jones was at this hotel conference center imagining men with dark glasses and imagining Secret Service. They had Marines. They had helicopters. They had State Department people everywhere, all on video with the king of Spain on video entering. We stayed in the hotel until they actually got there. We're thrown out. The queen of the Netherlands, David Rockefeller, all on video. And the New York Times said it did not exist and that I was having a full schizophrenic breakdown in the parking lot. That's because back then, folks, Bilderberg didn't exist. Within 2 years, it was all over the news because back then the Drudge Report was not, I guess, run by CNN. And I was told that CNN bought it 2 years ago. I didn't believe it. It looks like it's true. But Drudge, the real Drudge, back when Drudge actually owned it, exposed all that. And so that's why I have trouble being mad at Drudge, because it did so good for so long. And then, you know, like a goose that lays golden eggs for freedom for 25 years and then turns into a demon in the middle of the night and starts biting you. But you still kind of love it. You know what I mean? Even as you see it walking out the door, I'm digressing. I'm going to come back and play the Biden thing. I've got so much news here, but anyone can do this. And I'm not going to say what we're going to do, but I'm obviously going to be going back to the border very soon. I'm not going to say it's going to be tomorrow, even this weekend. It might be today. I'm just going to tell you that. I've already decided when I'm going. I'm going. I'm not going to tell this system how or when. And quite frankly, if I had the money, because we're maxed out right now, I would have a full-time team just in McAllen and in Brownsville roving the Texas border. It is wild, wild west, insane, illegals everywhere you go, buses everywhere you go, total children sleeping in dirt under bridges. We sent a drone in there. They had a geo-fence up so we couldn't show them in the dirt, but Project Veritas got folks in there. We have all these whistleblowers, all this whistleblower video, people that saw children being raped inside the facilities. We broke that on Monday. Now you see Governor Abbott talking about it. I mean, I flew over it with a helicopter. We have hours and hours and hours of this footage. And that's why you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com so we can stay on air. Now do you see what's happening? Is everything we talked about went on. Despite the fact you're trying to censor us and block us, InfoWars, I want to report to you our success so that you understand why you supported us as the core audience of the core radio stations that are, like, you know, funding us to go out and be the missionaries to tell the truth against the globalists. That's what you're doing here. We are reaching right now basically 10 million extra people a day conservatively just in the U.S. alone. I mean, we have hit super zeitgeist for the last month. I've not even bragged about it because the enemy's already watching, but they already understand now there's no point. You can't hide this from them. We are just dominating. I've got world leaders calling me. Every major talk show host that's there, that's a patriot, calls me every day. I've gotten a call by three of them in the last 2 hours. There's a total conversion awakening happening. We've blown the enemy sky high with the truth. And so they may be able to destroy the country and start a war with Russia, but in the end, everybody's going to know that these puppet Chi-Coms did it. And so I need your support, though. We are winning in the realm of ideas, winning in the realm of fighting Satan with God's truth. But we need money to run this operation. I need to hire a bunch of people. I need to do a lot more. And I got a lot of folks I want to hire, a lot of folks I want to sponsor, but I don't have the money. So, InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is going to sell out by next week. All the vitamins, all the minerals, everything you need for your immune system. Everybody should be taking this, men, women, adults, children, old people, young people, black, white, but particularly, I mean, virtue signal, stop virtue signaling. If you got dark skin, you really need this if you're not getting a lot of sun. And we also have Winter Sun, ladies and gentlemen, back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 taken out of the tongue with vitamin K. Everybody should be taking this unless you're getting hours of direct sun on your whole body every week, okay? You need to boost this up. Why did Florida not have problems? Because they're out in the sun, okay? Well, if you're not out in the sun and if you're mowing lawns every day, you don't need this. If you're a lifeguard, you don't need this. But if you're black or you're white or you're whatever and you're not in the sun a lot, you need this or you're totally susceptible to everything. And that's a fact. And the globals don't want you to know that. It's all 40% off together, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I'm glad you asked that question in a larger sense instead of quoting the ridiculousness of the Republicans in the Congress. The fact is that we're on a good path at the border under leadership of President Biden. It's about three things. It's about restructuring how we do what is happening there, because we were in a very bad situation under the Trump administration. It's about a refugee plan.
Today, with online sales and ghost guns, times and trafficking methods have changed, and we have to adjust. We also have to ask the Justice Department to release a new annual report. This report will better help policymakers address firearms trafficking as it is today, not what it was yesterday. A third change. We want to treat pistols modified with stabilizing braces with the seriousness they deserve. A stabilizing brace hook and a pencil essentially makes that pistol a hell of a lot more accurate than a mini rifle. As a result, it's more lethal, effectively turning it into a short-barreled rifle. That's what the alleged shooter in Boulder appears to have done. I want to be clear that these modifications to firearms that make them more lethal should be subject to the National Firearms Act. The National Firearms Act requires that a potential owner pay a $200 fee and submit their name and other identifying information to the Justice Department, just as they would if they went out and purchased a silencer for a gun. Fourthly, during my campaign for president, I wanted to make it easier for states to adopt extreme risk protection order laws. They're also called red flag laws, which everybody in this lawn knows, but many people listening do not know.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to back that up. He is now announcing that basically firearms are going to be like silencers or fully automatic, where you've got to go get an ATF stamp and get fingerprinted and get registered. Wow. So this is even more draconian than they had been saying they were. And he's acting like it's all completely normal. He's acting like it's no big deal. He's acting like it's no problem. Again, welcome back here to the Alex Jones Show. These people are just criminals. Remember, they have bodyguards. They're collapsing the country. They ship the fentanyl in. They told China they can invade Hong Kong and Taiwan. He said that a month ago on CNN. And China has now encircled Taiwan and says they may invade. They announced they may physically begin bombardment yesterday. I mean, just world-shattering insane news that could lead into World War III, just unspeakably insane. Nothing like this has gone on since World War II. And we have a bumbling idiot who's a Chi-Com agent whose son's laptop has audio of him saying, I work for the communist Chinese and I'm being investigated by the Southern District and my daddy's gotten a call from the FBI. That's who our president is. And he wants our guns. That's his main mission. And don't worry, United Airlines says they're going to have 50% of their pilots be black women. Well, if a black woman wants to go learn to be a pilot and do it, that's one thing. But they're saying, no, we're going to only take applications from black women. What does this even mean? This is the destruction of the country. It's insane, ladies and gentlemen. But it's the same thing. Oh, it's a Target. Make sure the boys and girls stuff's all together. Because girls don't want to be policemen and firemen, so we're going to make them be policemen and firemen. Again, we're going to make black women go be pilots. That's all we're going to hire. 50% is black women. Well, a black woman wants to be a pilot, they can, and a lot of them are. But this is about lowering standards. Like the military just said, we're going to lower standards so we can have more women in. Because the type of women that are going and wanting to be in the military are not up to those standards. Does it mean that black women are bad pilots? It means, ladies and gentlemen, that they weren't out trying to do it. And so now you're going to lower standards to basically push a group to go do it. It's mental illness. It's total destruction of society. Continue.
To curb this epidemic of gun violence. Much more need be done, but the first, want to rein in the proliferation of so-called ghost guns. These are guns that are homemade, built from a kit and include directions on how to finish the firearm. You can go buy the kit. They have no serial numbers, so when they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. And the buyers aren't required to pass a background check to buy the kit to make the gun. Consequently, anyone from a criminal to a terrorist can buy this kit in as little as 30 minutes to put together a weapon. You know, I want to see these kits treated as firearms under the Gun Control Act, which is going to require that the seller and manufacturers make the key parts with serial numbers and run background checks on the buyers when they walk in to buy that package. The second action we're going to take, back in the year 2000, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms released a report on its investigations of firearms trafficking in America. The report was a pivotal value. It was an important tool for policymakers when I was in the Senate and beyond at all levels to stop firearms from being illegally diverted into dangerous hands. Today, with online sales and ghost guns, times and trafficking methods have changed, and we have to adjust. We also have to ask the Justice Department to release a new annual report. This report will better help policymakers address firearms trafficking as it is today, not what it was yesterday. The third change, we want to treat pistols modified with stabilizing braces with the seriousness they deserve. A stabilizing brace hook and a pencil essentially makes that pistol a hell of a lot more accurate than a mini rifle. As a result, it's more lethal, effectively turning it into a short-barreled rifle. That's what the alleged shooter in Boulder appears to have done. I want to be clear that these modifications to firearms that make them more lethal should be subject to the National Firearms Act. The National Firearms Act requires that a potential owner pay $200 fee and submit their name and other identifying information to the Justice Department, just as they would if they went out and purchased a silencer for a gun. Fourthly, during my campaign for president, I wanted to make it easier for states to adopt extreme risk protection order laws. They're also called red flag laws, which everybody in this lawn knows, but many people listening do not know. These laws allow a police or family member to petition a court in their jurisdiction and say, I want you to temporarily remove from the following people any firearm they may possess because they're a danger and a crisis. They're presenting a danger.
All right, hit pause. This is an absolute nightmare. It's even worse than they had telegraphed they were going to do in the last week, of course. This is just incredible. And it's why they're suing and trying to criminalize the NRA. It's why they've sued Remington out of existence, the same group suing me, coming after your First Amendment as well. They just want to silence everybody. And did you just hear that? We'll come back with the red flag laws and what he's getting into. If a family member or someone else just says, I think this person shouldn't have guns, they come and take your guns, then good luck getting them back. Most people I know that have had this done to them, like Laura Loomer, have done nothing wrong, can't get their gun back because it's extrajudiciary. It's just done, like rendition or something with the CIA. They just do it outside of law. This is Napoleonic. This is authoritarian. And that big bombshell, we're going to claim you're under the Firearms Act like a suppressor, be called a silencer, or a full auto if your pistol has anything attached to it. And, of course, there's so many guns that they're calling short-barrel rifles under that. So this is a declaration of war against the Second Amendment. It's a declaration of war against our country, and it's what you'd expect from a Chi-Com agent busy breaking the very existence of this country. And then, of course, you've got him talking about smuggling guns when he and Obama are the biggest gun smugglers in U.S. history to Mexico, to Al-Qaeda and ISIS on record. My God, this is insane. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extremely blessed to be in this position and to have this amazing crew. But I'll tell you, it's a stressful job. So when you say a prayer for me or InfoWars, say it for the crew particularly, because they have to look at all this and know all this and understand this and know that we're not making any of this up. Because believe me, I used to even go, well, I know I'm telling the truth, but maybe the globalists are just acting powerful to scare their own people, and they're not really going to carry out this world government depopulation plan. Well, now we know the little secret hopes that it wasn't as bad as we thought. We're wrong. And we can all pick up on the danger and pick up on the corruption, and we're all upset. We have to be loving and we have to be nice to each other so that we don't destroy each other, because that's why the globalists want to destabilize us. I mean, it's so evil, the race baiting and the race division and the open demonization of white people as an inherently bad group by the globalists and by these big corporations. I'll talk about that more next hour. And so much on the COVID takeover, and so much on the world ID. And we have Ted Nugent joining us. He wants to talk about the smuggling at the border and that viral footage. I mean, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that anybody, because I don't care about getting the scoop, if Ben Shapiro wanted to go down to McAllen, or if Tucker Carlson wanted to go down to McAllen, and he probably will, or anywhere. Ted Nugent says he wants to go with me down there. I'm going to take him down there. He's a fellow Texan. You'll sit there for 30 minutes and you'll see kids getting crammed in trunks. Okay, I mean, you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit smugglers down there. And so that's what's so insulting about the left going, Jones made this up. Why would he have cameras and just catch this? Gee, because that's what I do.
They all leave with manila envelopes in hand. Those that do test positive for COVID are driven to one of the several hotels who have contracted with the federal government to act as COVID quarantine shelters, where they will quarantine for 7 days before being released into the U.S. And the rest are either bussed or walked down the street to the Humanitarian Respite Center, operated by Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, where they are brought in through the front door with their manila envelopes inspected. They are housed, given bags of clothing, and are then sent off through the back door to various U.S. cities via bus and airplane. It's a nonstop flowing pipeline. Those that take the bus are led across the street to the bus station, and the rest are given rides to the airport, where they present Border Patrol and TSA with the paperwork inside their manila envelopes and set off to various U.S. cities where they are either meeting up with some other government agency, NGO, or perhaps even Mexican cartels operating within the U.S. It is the biggest illegal immigration smuggling operation in U.S. history, and it is being run by the federal government on behalf of the United Nations to destroy all American liberties and put us under the boot for 1,000 years. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Well, as we said, you know what? Since we just played that, let's play that full Greg Reese report with audio all the way up. Let's do that for folks right now. Let's just do that for people. Here's that report for people denying that this is even going on, denying that this is even happening. Here's the report from last week when the other crew was down at the border. Here it is.
The mainstream media has been talking about a surge at the border, but the real story is a massive illegal immigration pipeline run by the Biden administration. We witnessed it running nonstop in McAllen, Texas. First, Border Patrol delivers busloads of illegal immigrants to a secured tent processing center on the corner of U.S. Business 83 and West 15th Street. We are told by sources well over 1,000 each night in this area alone. And what we witnessed during the day certainly substantiates this number. We were told by a driver of their operation that they are being tested for COVID-19 at this processing center. They all leave with manila envelopes in hand. Those that do test positive for COVID are driven to one of the several hotels who have contracted with the federal government to act as COVID quarantine shelters, where they will quarantine for 7 days before being released into the U.S. And the rest are either bussed or walked down the street to the Humanitarian Respite Center, operated by Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, where they are brought in through the front door with their manila envelopes inspected. They are housed, given bags of clothing, and are then sent off through the back door to various U.S. cities via bus and airplane. It's a nonstop flowing pipeline. Those that take the bus are led across the street to the bus station, and the rest are given rides to the airport, where they present Border Patrol and TSA with the paperwork inside their manila envelopes and set off to various U.S. cities where they are either meeting up with some other government agency, NGO, or perhaps even Mexican cartels operating within the U.S. It is the biggest illegal immigration smuggling operation in U.S. history, and it is being run by the federal government on behalf of the United Nations to destroy all American liberties and put us under the boot for 1,000 years. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
So, I'm almost scared to go back to Biden. He's since completed his speech, and they've got the Attorney General, the anti-American communist globalist up there, Garland. And he's got this rabid, crazy ATF guy that said the Davidians shot down two helicopters in Waco, and that's why they assaulted the Davidians and burned it up. No helicopters were shot. It's just totally made up. No helicopters were there the first day. Just total lies. He says that gun owners should not be allowed to have guns, period. You should have a deadbolt. He said gun owners believe that zombies are real. That's why we want guns. Well, that's all a joke. It's a metaphor for the breakdown of society. I mean, you cannot make this up with Pelosi saying that there is no border crisis and things have gotten better. Not only is there not a crisis, things have gotten better. And see, people go, oh, Pelosi's an idiot. No, she's not. Republicans will now debate that it's not better. She changed the subject. Instead of totally illegal, he told them to surge the border, giant human trafficking, out of control, governors must act, Congress must act, local law enforcement must act. You know, an FBI agent doesn't have federal immunity if he wants to rape a kid in the park. Well, how can Biden sit there and commit all these crimes and do this? He doesn't have the immunity. He doesn't have an executive order or even a law. Or a law or even an executive order. Because those will be overturned by a court. And instead, we're now debating, because Pelosi pulled our chain, whether it's better or worse. It's so stupid. It's like your neighbor's house on fire. Well, that looks like a new paint job's getting done. If you know, if your house was on fire, your neighbor's house was on fire, you said, call the fire department, we're on fire, and your wife or husband said, actually, that's just a painting crew, you'd go, you're schizophrenic, you'd call the police, or you'd call the fire department. You wouldn't have a debate about whether it was on fire with 20-foot flames shooting out. But Pelosi goes, oh, there's no fire, it's actually getting a new paint job, everything's better, it's getting better. And so you go, it's not getting better, you liar. It's in a crisis. But she changes the subject to make you debate her with a lie. Instead of saying you're a lying scumbag and brushing her aside and putting her in prison. All right. Guys, give me a printout of what Biden called for, because I can't watch the rest of it. And I know his speech is already over. And that was so horrible what he said. And it was so horrible what he did that I just need to get it. I mean, it was red flag laws. Anybody says something about you, they come and take your guns. That's the extreme version of red flag laws. Any modification on your gun, now you got an ATF stamp. Assault and attack all the gun shops and gun stores. Go after anybody that ever bought ghost parts or even having the plans to be able to build a firearms illegal. Attacks on free speech. I mean, just a frickin' nightmare, and we only watch part of it. I haven't been able to watch the rest of it. It's made me so angry I'm about to have a heart attack. To be run by this Chi-Com that stole the damn country, and the Republicans are still debating whether they stole it, or debating whether we're under attack, or debating whether the border's open, or debating whether they're letting China take over Hong Kong and Taiwan, and now they're, but at the same time, we're starting a war with the Russians. I need to be funded, by the way, and we got products you need. Winter Sun that every adult and child needs. Highest quality D3 for your immune system, your body's defenses with vitamin K. Winter Sun Plus back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also get it with Vitamin Mineral Fusion that's about to sell out. So that special's about to end. 40% off. Get them both together for 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And all you see is action and delivery from us. All you see is taking action and kicking globalist ass. And it's pathetic we have this gigantic audience but can't fund ourselves.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.